Hi, I'm Amy, and this is Open House, where we celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And today, our very special guest is Morgan Garrett with TCC Verizon Wireless out of Hanover. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Here's
such
what
a pleasure.
I love. Your whole operation and business, what you do, you are committed to strengthening your community and helping people.
Absolutely.
And just in the very short time I've gotten to know you, you've already inspired me and blown me away with everything you do. So I don't want to
awesome. I love it.
Get too in the weeds, but I took a lot of notes. So just start at the beginning. You told me you've been there 1 year.
Yeah, I just hit my 1 year mark. I am no longer considered a rookie.
I love it.
So that's kind of fun to not be the new kid on the block anymore. Yeah, working for TCC, it's an incredible opportunity. There's no limit to what we can do within the community.
When you first came here, I thought I was going to interview you based on your employment and what Verizon Wireless does. And then as we started talking, it is so incredibly expansive into the community. You have multiple programs. Mm-hmm. And even your hiring practices that you shared with me is extraordinary. It's loving, it's giving, it's committed, it's teamwork.
It's teamwork, it's family.
It's absolutely family. And that's how you treat the community.
And that's how we treat the community. I mean, I'm people, you're people. It doesn't matter what your occupation is, what your background is, who you are, where you're from, mm-hmm. you're people. So therefore, you belong with us. So it's all about connecting.
And what about the giving back? Speaking of people, how do people get with you, TCC, and start supporting the giving back?
Oh gosh, so it can be as simple as coming in and doing an upgrade with your phone or your account. You might be doing a bill pay. And at the end of every invoice, we always give you an opportunity to give back. So let's say, for example, you wanted to upgrade your phone, okay? And your bill came out to $189.25. Hey, would you like to, you know, give back to the community and partner with it? Let's make it an EV200, you know? Let's make that easy on your checkbook, you know? And what that roundup is gonna go towards is our Rescue Rocks opportunity, our Teachers Rock initiative. Like, there's so many opportunities that we can too. So can we count on you to round up with us?
I love it. So every time that question gets asked in your store, do you get to pick where it goes, one of those four different
Not necessarily. So it's basically just a big stockpile, and it goes towards whatever our focus is. So every quarter we've got a main focus. So the beginning, it's going to be Teachers Rock, then Students Rock, and then Rescue Rock, so that's our pets and things. Could be our Veterans Rock, but there's so many other opportunities. So we've got grants that we give back to nonprofits in the area. There are times where we'll just do a lump sum donation towards something. I know we had one about 2 years ago. There was a homeless shelter that was just in ruins. It was getting ready to be closed down because they couldn't keep up with it. TCC had a abundance of grants and donations that we're giving. We cut a $23,000 check just to get it back up and running so that we can get back to the community and create a safe place for our...
And you did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you did it with the help of the community.
Absolutely. We can't do it without it.
So, just by asking that question at the end of each bill pay or in-store visit, do you want to round up?
Yeah, absolutely.
And by people saying yes...
Yeah,
they're creating
absolutely.
This for their community.
So it's as simple as that. And if you wanted to even go to tccrocks.com, there's an opportunity where you can give there as well.
There are four different ones, like you mentioned. The mm-hmm. teachers is probably more at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into rescue with the pets. We'll talk about mm-hmm. that in a second.
Yeah.
And then the veterans, mm-hmm. of course.
Yep.
And then was it school rocks?
Yep.
A different
yep.
one.
So it's teachers, students, pets, and veterans. And it's not always necessarily in that order. We'll kind of evaluate like where our focus is at the
yeah.
beginning of the year and say like, okay, what are we driving this quarter? Like, where's it going? We hear you. We want to hear
that.
That
is really
is.
Exciting. So you have a lot of things. I definitely want to get into it, but can we talk about Rescue Rocks coming
Absolutely.
Up May 13th?
Yes. So I'm crazy excited about this opportunity.
Is this your first one?
This is my first
okay.
one. I don't know how I missed the last one, but this is the first one. I'm actually organizing this event specifically. We are partnering with the Adams County Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. Not Adams County Rescue, but Adams County SPCA. Giving them the opportunity to just come out and, you know, kind of showcase what animals they have for the community and say, hey, here's a beautiful pit bull that needs a loving home. Can we count on you to take them home? So that's, we're going to be doing that May 13th. I believe it's from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. at 189 Eisenhower Road, right across from Texas Roadhouse there in Hanover.
Oh, perfect.
But one of the things that I'm the most excited about is the opportunity that the SPCA has. We'll have a QR code, and I'll give you that information mm-hmm. as well, where they can scan it, enter it into our Big Impact Grant, which gives them the opportunity to be nominated for a $10,000 grant that's going to go directly towards their medical needs in that facility.
Oh, wow.
So, really excited about that part.
So they will be bringing pets out that day so families mm-hmm. can come by?
Yep, absolutely. So I'm in the process of collaborating with the director of the SPCA just to kind of ensure what animals we'll be able to have, mm-hmm. whether it's dogs or cats. I'm curious to see what all we're going to have. I'm excited to see if we have... Oh, hush.
Horizon at
the
best.
The joy of technology.
It really is.
Yeah, but just to... You know, create the opportunity. You know, people don't know sometimes unless it's right in front of them. So we want
this
to get
is
back.
And then you have the opportunity for your family to come and kind of meet and greet a pet, see if this is a forever relationship.
Absolutely.
And another technology, we're going to make sure that we on community media talk about you on social media and get this event up and going. It will be on your TCC Verizon under where will they find this information? The Rescue Rocks.
So the Rescue Rocks, like I said, if you go to tccrocks.com, it's going to be right there.
Great.
Just like what our focus is, like how to give back, what our main focus is for that quarter. We're going to be having material that's going to be on the webpage as well, just kind of forefronting like where's going to be the nearest location for you. So for us, it's going to be for Hanover.
Yeah.
There might be other locations that have it for.
I'm going to be there with
well.
You I'm so in excited. Hanover, and we're going to see if I walk away with something. Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, I'm trying not to walk away with another four-legged
I think a lot of people
creature.
Are going to. Did you fall in love the minute you see these little
guys? And I'm
guys.
Such an animal lover. I had a dog in my store earlier today that just, every time she comes in, she just loves on me.
And more people have transitioned into working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And having a pet at home is really healthy because we miss those interactions that we get in the office. A lot of people are at home now. It's more... beneficial for the businesses to do that. So having a pet at home
absolutely.
Is great. And also too, now that it's spring moving into summer, it's healthy. You're getting out there, you're walking, it's mm-hmm. giving you a reason.
Oh yeah.
So really considering
that. And just having
that
emotional support animal too. Sometimes
who doesn't
you know
need that?
Who doesn't need that extra love?
Exactly. Oh my goodness. So here's a couple other things that you
sure.
do. Speaking about emotion and love. You absolutely embody it. Get 10 and give 10. What is that?
Okay, so get 10, give 10 at the end of every transaction. Again, whether it is a bill pay or, you know, you're getting an accessory or you're doing an upgrade, we create that opportunity for you to opt in to get 10 and give 10. What that means is if your number is selected, mm-hmm. you can be the beneficiary of a $10,000 check and to give $10,000 to a nonprofit and charity of your
wow.
choice. So every time you come into the store, we're going to say, hey, you're going to get a text message from us. You want to make sure you opt in. Why for that? That'll opt you in to be drawn.
How many drawings do you do a year?
I think we do the drawing every quarter.
Wow.
So there's so
there's
many
a lot of opportunity.
TCC loves to give. They love to give.
And who doesn't want to get and give at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking $20,000 that you have the ability to
hand over to a charitable.
If I got $10,000, I'd probably give it right back into the community. That's just how much I love them. And there's so many opportunities out there for it.
You have a great spirit. You're very happy with where you landed in your job.
Oh, gosh. This has been the best decision ever. And I love the leadership that I have because it's not just my director or my regional director, it is the entire company.
You're in a group of like-minded individuals,
oh,
compassionate
it's so great.
About the community, supporting people, wanting growth, wanting wellness.
We wanted to make a difference.
And I love that TCC Verizon Wireless, you sell phones, that's mm-hmm. your business, but phones are just another extension of that connection.
Oh yeah.
And I was sorry, but I was gonna say, and speaking of that, you have something where you can give phones to people in need, mm-hmm. maybe women's shelters or?
Women's shelters, veterans. We partner with the Wounded Warrior Project. Mm-hmm. So every year we'll do kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a Dropbox type of deal where if you've got, you know, four or five phones that you've got laying around your house because, well, what else do you do with it?
Right.
It goes into your junk drawer, you forget about it, it's a paper weight, you don't want your information compromised. We make sure that that gets factory reset so none of your personal information's left on that. But it'll either be donated to a organization where, you know, domestic violence victims, the Wounded Warrior Projects, homeless shelters where they're just trying to get on their feet and get back into the community by landing a job. You know, you got to have some way to communicate. So we'll make sure that we're partnering with things like that. And if it's a phone that we find is not really comparable to our network, we'll make sure that it gets recycled properly so that it doesn't just end up in another landfill.
So people are encouraged to donate, which then goes into recycling, which then goes back into the community.
Absolutely.
And that phone. And I don't know if people realize this, but there are so many people that are alone.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's depression or circumstance, that phone is their lifeline.
Oh, yeah.
That's a connection. So by donating, recycling, and reusing that phone to someone in need,
mm-hmm.
you never know where that phone goes. But you can imagine it's saving a life. It's giving hope. It's creating inspiration.
It's a connecting point.
It's,
you know,
all
and it's
those
not
things.
Just phones. You know, we accept donations for watches and for tablets as well because mm-hmm. a lot of people, they want that face-to-face interaction. So they're having video chats. And
if we've learned anything over the last few years, it's connection.
Connection is where it's at.
It really is. And especially what you're doing is you're connecting to the entire community.
Mm-hmm.
Which in itself, when you bring one person up, like all the boats will rise. It's really a really awesome program. We talked a little bit about the backpacks, but Cloth for Good.
Cloth for Good. So Cloth for Good was established, I'm not sure what year it was, but essentially what it is we have these customized, they're microfiber cloths that you use, you know, wipe down your phone whenever it gets mm-hmm. smudged, anything like that. They're actually designed by children in hospitals. So each of them are customizable where you have a one-of-a-kind drawing on there, and then all of those proceeds, I want to say they're like $10 a cloth, really inexpensive, but all of those go right back into the Culture of Good Foundation, which gives right back into the community.
So the backpack, I'm kind of stuck on that because helping people is a passion. It's
absolutely
important. When you start young, getting the kids off on the right foot and setting them up, you said earlier, for success in school. So you have a backpack program that you're able to get backpacks, fill them with school supplies, and then you said you donate, did you say 400 in this community? Or you gave me a big number earlier.
So it's a really big number. So we've got 3,000 locations in the country.
Mm-hmm.
On average, I have heard that I think we give about 10,000 backpacks per year. Some locations might give 40 backpacks. Some locations might give 400 backpacks. So it really does kind of depend on the demographics. But each year what we do is, I want to say it's in like June, July time period, we get backpacks that are, you know, purchased through the Culture of Good Foundation. We fill them with school supplies, you know, your pencil, your ruler, your glue stick, your markers, things like that, just to kind of start our students for that springboard of success. And it's not limited to just Verizon customers. Anybody in the community can come. One of the things that I absolutely love about is they don't just sit in an empty room when the backpack giveaway is done. I think our location, I had 8 or 10 cases, and each case had probably 20 backpacks. We were able to donate towards other nonprofits so that they could continue to give back into the community or your local food banks, where you don't typically think to look for school supplies, but, you know, we all need a little help. So why not, again, springboard for success?
Your location, I like that you mentioned that you don't even have to be a customer, a current customer, to come in and...
No, we're not going to limit that. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're about giving back to the community. That doesn't mean we're just giving back to, you know, the elitists. Like, that's not what we're about. We're about people.
I am so excited about that. And I can only imagine those kids must feel like that. What a great head start.
Yeah.
It's going into school with a new backpack and all those school
supplies. And they're so fun. And every year they come out with a new design. It's really great. I know my kids actually benefited from it as well. And,
really?
You know, we had kids in their class where they're just like, that's so cool.
So the backpacks are all designed uniquely?
So the backpacks, usually we've got like 4 or 5 different designs.
Yeah.
But like I said, they all get a... basic supplies for your
basic
school.
Basic supplies that you get the list.
One of the other things that I forgot to mention to you earlier is that there's also a personalized letter from Scott Moorhead. He's the founder of TCC. And it's just kind of a, hey, thank you for what you do. You're making an impact by going into school, getting an education. It is our responsibility to set you up for success. Wow. And we just want to get you started on that. So thanks for being intentional. So I love that they personalize, you know, it's not just kind of
a... And they're creating value.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're letting that child know they're making a difference. Mm-hmm. They are the difference.
Absolutely. And part of the backpack giveaway is it's not just limited to grade schools. We also have opportunities for college students to apply for scholarships and funds to, you know, help that out.
This organization is way more than I ever thought it was. I honestly thought you just go and get a new phone or get it repaired or buy a few accessories. You are way more than that.
So much more. It's so much more than a phone.
The culture of this entire organization, which you are exemplary at showing, is passion, love, commitment, community, everything great.
It really is amazing, and the further that I dig into this company, the more in love that I fall with it. I found out just with Culture of Good donations, just year to date. Okay, so we are April 20th. We've given over $4 million in Culture of Good donations, mm-hmm. in our grants, in little roundups, in taking care of our employees and their family and the community. $4 million in 4 months. 4 months.
That
is amazing.
That is exciting.
It's so exciting.
Do you have goals for the year? If you're at 4 million now, you're just going to keep... How can we get our community to... Now that you know, because sometimes, I'll be honest, I'm asked, hey, do you want to round up? I'm busy. I'm doing things. I don't really understand what I'm rounding up or where it goes.
Sure.
Sometimes that's a concern. But you really outlined pretty clearly when you're a Verizon Wireless client customer, you walk in for an accessory or an upgrade or a bill payment, mm-hmm. that roundup goes into these things you're talking
absolutely.
About.
Yeah, you got to create the opportunity. You know, you think about Christmas time, you see the Salvation Army out, and it's chump change. Like, I don't want to sound rude, but, you know, you might get a couple of coins, a dollar, $20, whatever. No, I'm creating so many opportunities to be like, hey, would you like to round up towards our Rescue Rocks? Would you like to round up towards our backpack giveaway? Would you like to round up to our Teachers Rocks? You know, I make it personable. And I don't want to just say round up. I really want to create an opportunity for you to love on your community. Hey, would you like to give $5 to our, you know, whatever the quarter focus is?
And how many times do people... say, oh, I'm too busy, or I can't make it, or I can't get to this function or this fundraiser or this thing. So by just paying your bill online, you can give. You can start donating and giving back.
You can donate. You can give online. Actually, if I remember correctly, and I have to go back to the website to verify, I want to say that they've created an opportunity that in your bill pay, there's a segment there where you can actually make a contribution towards like one of the 4 things that we give as well.
I love the clarification on that because I think more people now understand it and know where it goes and sees your passion and want to be a part of that. Who doesn't want to be a part of success in this type of culture?
Well, and I know, like, as a parent, like, it is my job to set my children up for success, mm-hmm. you know, and I want them to see my heart. I want them to see that I care about people, that it doesn't matter your background or your job or, you know, your upbringing, that there's so many opportunities to just give back and love on people because they're people, I'm people. Like, why
it could be
not?
50 cents, it could be a dollar, it could be $20, it could be higher. It's
whatever. I think one of the largest contributions that we've had this quarter so far has been $100.
Wow.
If somebody came in for a simple upgrade for their phone, their bill was already $280. I'm like, hey, can we count on you to partner with us? And, you know, really it is about the
I like the way
wording.
That you just said that, partner with us.
Yeah, it really is important, because if you're just like, hey, Amy, do you want to round up? Okay, well, what does that mean?
I'm the person who most of the time I don't know what I'm rounding up, but I'm like, yeah, sure. And then
yeah.
I don't know. So this is great clarity, and I like the fact that I'm partnering.
Yeah, and I love that you're partnering too, and I love that part of the SEPA tribe that I'm a part of, the Southeastern Pennsylvania district that I'm in, we're constantly challenging each other. You know, make sure that you're watching your wording. I mean, at the end of the day, we are in sales.
Yeah.
So wording matters. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you gotta be intentional about your words and the way that you say it. So to say, hey, can I count on you to partner with us?
Yeah.
Suddenly you're like, well, yeah, what?
I wanna be part of that. You know what I like about your whole vibe and aura? First, is everyone like you at TCC, Verizon Wireless in Hanover? Is this what the energy is?
A lot of it. There's a lot of energy.
So I'm going to say there is a subset of the community, I might be one of them, that technology and the advancements are happening quicker than I can
handle.
So when something goes wrong with my phone or I have to go into a Verizon store, I get a little nervous because it's a lot for me to understand. But now that I understand more about you, how TCC Verizon Wireless works in the community and how you're part of the community and how you're really looking to partner with your clients, I'm not, like, I feel better now that I can go in and I feel a part of something.
Yeah, and it's...
And not
it's...
just a customer who's going to...
Oh, absolutely not. You're not just a customer, because like I said, like it's a partnership. And one of the things that I love about TCC, one of the many, many things that I love about TCC is you don't necessarily have to come in store to solve your problem. Sometimes it's a simple phone call. We might direct you to our tech crew, who is amazing, our customer service, which, you know, we got to admit, sometimes we get a little flustered with customer service, but I really am proud of who I work for. And I wouldn't refer to you to them if I wouldn't go to them myself.
Yeah. That's, I love it. And coming into a store and being taken care of by somebody as personable, knowledgeable, kind, and loving as you, you would be able to help guide me as well into the right thing that I need.
Absolutely.
And it's not just a sales situation.
It's not always just a sales situation, because at the end of the day, it's about connection. You know, we have to establish trust. We have to establish that connectivity with you to let you know, hey, you can trust us. We're not just here about you. You know.
TCC Verizon Wireless. You sell connection. You connect with the community. You help donate, recycle, to give back to people who need and desperately want connection. Mm-hmm. You're helping students start off right so they can connect in their school and feel a part of something. Now you're connecting people with animals and rescues. You've got teachers and veterans. What don't you connect with? Is there anything that TCC Verizon doesn't do?
Not that I've found. like I said, one of the things that we do is we create the opportunity to apply for grants. Community media has been a benefit of that. Had the pleasure
definitely.
Of,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my pleasure. But like, it doesn't matter what you do, whether it's, you know, recovering addicts, a new school building. We just donated a $10,000 check to a local school here who needed an HVAC system for their school to get things up and running so that they can have a safe place, a clean space for their students. I haven't found anything that TCC doesn't do. We donate Culture of Good hours, where our employees will actually go to nonprofits and help them out with whatever. You know, it can be yard work, it can be drywall, it could be... bussing meals out to the community, you name it, we do it. So it's a simple phone call. Hey, Morgan, I got this thing that I'm really passionate about. Can we talk about it? Absolutely. Tell me when.
This is, I'm very happy that you came here and I met you today. And I can't wait to work with you on the Rescue Rocks coming up
so
May 13th.
So
I think it's like 1 to 3, 1 to 4. We'll have it all on social media. And then we're going to see you here a few more times, I think.
Yeah.
But is there anything you want to, how would you wrap up this moment? You've said so many great things and so many passionate things. You've put a lot of call to actions out there.
Oh, absolutely.
So donate, round up. Give back your old phone technology that you're not using. Somebody needs it. And I think you've opened up some minds of inspiration of everything you do in the community.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know how to wrap it up. I mean, we love people.
So maybe wrapping it up is more like, come on in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Come on into the store. There's so many opportunities. There's amazing promotions that are going on, which opens up the opportunity for us to talk to you about what is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you do for a living? What are your kids into? Do you got animals? Anybody a military veteran? Like, there's so many discounts, promotions, ways that we can just kind of love on you and make sure that you're getting the best of your product.
So tell us, I know we're going to have this up on screen, but tell us one more time where you're located in Hanover.
It's 189 Eisenhower Drive in Hanover, Pennsylvania, right across from Texas Roadhouse.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
And you're not going to miss us when we do our animal rescue.
So excited. I can't too. Wait. I can't wait.
So we're going to post it all over social media if you cannot make it. But if you can, it'll be May 13th. It starts at 1. We'll have more information and details
Absolutely.
Coming.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, I think this has been wonderful.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. All and right. We'll see you too.